Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. It is Craig Heinzman here sitting in for Andrew McKay, Pensacola Morning News, and we are excited to be joined by Steve Bryce with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. We talk about some of the great things happening in Pensacola, and the Blue Wahoos is certainly one of those. Steve, how you doing this morning?
Great. How you doing, Craig? Appreciate you having me on today.
Oh, absolutely. Man, we are excited. It's another season of baseball here in Pensacola at probably, I would say, and I think I was talking to somebody who's visiting the town, says, I think you got one of the best baseball stadiums in the country, especially where it's located.
Absolutely.
It is great to just, even if you're not a baseball fan, I got to tell you, if you're not a baseball fan, it's fine. Go to a baseball game anyway. It's a lot of fun, and the views are stunning. So tell us a little bit about what's going on in Wahoo's world.
Yeah, so we're less than 2 months from opening day on April 4th. So we're, kind of gearing up, getting ready for that. We're excited. You know, the weather, maybe 3 weeks ago with the snow, wouldn't have told us we were close to baseball, but the last couple of weeks, it's starting to feel like baseball weather. So, yeah, we're all excited over here at the ballpark. Can't wait to have our friends out to come enjoy. Like you said, you know, the best view of minor league baseball. But, yeah, we've got a lot of exciting things coming up this season, a lot of things that we, you know, carry over that, you know, are traditional things that fans love, and then some new things as well. We go on sale with single-game tickets here in just a couple of weeks on March 1st. We've got, prior to the Wahoos coming to the town, we've got, other events, which is what's great about this ballpark. We use it for more than just Wahoos. We use it for, we've got a high school baseball game coming up.
We had some college baseball games too.
Friday the 28th.
We had those as well.
We've got some college. Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, so we kick it off on Friday the 28th. We've got Paxton versus W.S. Neal for high school baseball. And then, speaking of college baseball, we've got UWF, and they're hosting North Georgia here on March 4th, Tuesday, March 4th. And then we've got some more college baseball with Wisconsin Whitewater. They've come here the last few years, and they come down, get out of the cold. They invite, several other schools,
generally.
And they love it. They come down here. And they love it, yeah. So obviously,
well, and then you also do other events. Light up for Learning, I know, is happening there on the field, and there's a couple of other community events that happen. It's not just a baseball stadium. I think that's one of the things that people need to understand, that there's, and there's the Airbnb, which is obviously a little fun throwback that you guys have done. But there's event space that happens there too, and a lot of places can rent that. And so tell us a little bit about
almost every day we've got something going on. We've got the Tiger Point Baseball Association coming out tonight to do their draft. So they're using our facility to do that. You know, they have more space here and all that. And we had a draft for Bill Bond baseball last week or 2 weeks ago maybe. But there's always something going on here, whether it's on the field or in our event space, like you mentioned. But we're excited to have, everything that we can have here. Like I said, Wisconsin Whitewater, that's the alma mater of Clint Suter. So he's gracious enough to invite them down here. They come down and have about a week and a half of baseball down here in the Sunshine State.
That's great. And Clint has been instrumental. Obviously, he's been instrumental in our lives. And my wife started working for the Suter Group. She, right after graduating from University of West Florida, we were talking about that school earlier. And when we were early fans of the baseball stadium, walking around when trying to get something done in the city has definitely been sometimes problematic. I know that D.C. Reeves is trying to fix some of those issues, but I remember back in that day trying just to get somebody to let the Trillium property go and allow us to even build a property like this. People were not understanding the ramifications that we could have economically. They were thinking baseball, who's going to go to that game? But the Wahoos have proven that this is not only an economically viable option for Pensacola, it has been a complete revitalization of the downtown community. It has brought the world to Pensacola in many ways, and we're so thankful for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Now, we're going to, in just a second, we're going to get some traffic on the fives. So hang with me, and we'll be right back with Steve Rice.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing smoothly, not seeing any congestion delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And one of the reasons I wanted to bring Steve on is because that the what we do here in Pensacola is important, and it's important that that if you can be a part of sponsoring that, that you do so. And we have been, Marcus Point has been a longtime sponsor of the Wahoo since it started. We have done events down there. Someone texted in the sunrise service for Easter. That happens every year at Easter, and it's an incredible service that happens at the baseball stadium. And we're thankful that the stadium is open to it. We went originally before the stadium was even had its first baseball game. We had a service in that stadium to celebrate the resurrection on Easter Sunday. It's a ecumenical service, lots of folks from a lot of different denominations coming. But that's just one of the things that happens when you partner up with an organization like the Blue Wahoos. So personally, I'm going to say, if you're a business and you've been thinking about becoming a sponsor, I have never once, and I think it's you've been going 12 years now? Is that right?
12 years, yeah.
And not one time in 12 years have we regretted our decision to be sponsors of the Blue Wahoos. And we sponsor the opening fireworks every year, and we've just seen incredible partnerships. So if you're thinking about sponsoring the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, you need to give them a call for certain. And how would they do that? What are some of the things they could sponsor if they wanted to?
Yeah, first of all, great to hear that. Love, you know, that it's been a great 12, 13 years for you guys, and we have loved having you and all of our partners. You know, we can't do what we're doing without that. So we greatly appreciate that. But what we always say is we can work with, and like you said, if you're kind of thinking about it, if you're even on the fence, we always say we work with everyone, right? So it doesn't have to be, you know, we've got partnerships with Pepsi and other large brands, and they're spending, you know, much more obviously, but not everyone has to be Pepsi. Not everyone has to be that large partner. We work with everyone, and we can, you know, find a partnership, you know, find something that anyone can do here at the ballpark. So that's what is really great about it first. But I mean, it can be, like you said, anything from sponsoring a game to sponsoring a giveaway to having signage at the ballpark, sponsoring a specific event outside of the waters. It could be, you know, Wahoo, obviously that's you all,
right.
But
yeah.
Using as an example, it doesn't have to be a Wahoo's game. It could be anything that we've got going on here. So we've got so many different opportunities. And the other great thing is our partnerships aren't set packages saying, you know, we've got these three things to choose from, this package, and this package. That's what it used to be back in the day. It was the easy way for teams to do things. And you know, partners would, you know, they pick a package. And obviously, they're going to get some elements that maybe don't fit what they need. So they're kind of wasting their money. So here we really do cater it to what the needs of the partner are. We're not going to have them, you know, have elements or things that they're sponsoring that don't really make sense just so they can get something else. So every partnership looks different. You know, I don't think there's two partners that are identical to what they do here. So, to partner with us, just, you know, give us a call and we'd be more than happy to, you know, show those different options and what can be done. So,
well, and again, one of the things that the Wahoos, it's about being a community partner. Ego Wahooza is a great example of that. Ego Wahooza is something that sister station Cat Country 98.7 News Radio 1620 is a part of as well. That event happens this year. It happened on the 19th downtown. and it's, you know, 50,000 eggs. It's one of the largest Easter egg hunts on the Gulf Coast. Safe environment for families. A lot of fun. The mascots are out there. They're having a good time. And it's just the Wahoo saying, hey, we're here not just for baseball, we're here for the community. We, of course, partner with you on that. You can find out about all of those events at easterpensacola.com or pensacolaeaster.org, either one of those. You can find out about those events and register your kids if you would like. But those are things that I think are important, because you're not just partnering with folks that love baseball. You're partnering with people that love Pensacola. And there's some
Absolutely.
Great opportunity to do that. And some great food, I got to say. I will I was a baseball card collector back in the 80s, the Mark McGuire, the Jose Canseco days, the Nolan Ryans. I mean, that was my that was my thing. But I was never a baseball watcher. I've never been super into baseball itself, but I will go to the games and I will talk to some people and I will eat some food because, man, the food is incredible there at the Wahoo Stadium.
Well, it's come full circle for you then, Craig. It's full circle for you.
Right.
You mentioned Nolan Ryan. So our food service, our partnership there, it's RS3. The R stands for Ryan, as in Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan owns the company that does our food service here, and they are great. They're the best food service company I've ever been a part of or worked, you know, partnered with at any ballpark I've been. And I'm not just saying that to say it. It's very true. And our talent over there, our two chefs, Travis and Carl, are unbelievable. They come up with things that I couldn't even imagine, things that are just very creative. You know, maybe you wouldn't see typically at a ballpark.
Oh, right.
But
absolutely.
We have fans that want things. It's great to have, you know, have your hot dog, have your sausage, whatever you want. Those are great. But sometimes people want things outside of the box. And so we have those opportunities and those options. And, you know, down in our season ticket member lounge, there's always, you know, a dinner down there that you can't get at the concession stands.
Right, right.
As a season ticket member, you get the opportunity to go in there and purchase that instead. And they come up with great things. So, yeah, I've never had anything by the two of them that I've ever turned away. I've always loved everything they eat. So they do a great job. But, yes, it's funny, full circle there with Nolan Ryan. And he was actually here at the ballpark two seasons ago just coming to visit because we do partner with
him. All right, well, the next time he comes to the ballpark, I need to know about that. That is, I mean, when you talk about my dude, that's my dude. I sold all of my business. Yeah. I didn't sell them, but I gave away all of my my baseball cards, and I probably had 10 or 15,000 to a kid that his house burnt down. This was years and years and years ago. Wow. But the only ones I kept were my Nolan Ryans. I still have all of those. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. So next time he's in town, I need to know about that. But
We'll give you a heads up for sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I will say it's an experience unlike anything else. And you guys do things. You're willing to risk and to do things differently at the ballpark. I know that one of the things that we came up with, and Jonathan and I were talking one day, and his kid really wanted to get baptized, but the ballpark was an important thing for them. And so he's like, I don't suppose we could do a baptism like at the baseball stadium. I was like, I bet we can. Let's figure this out. And we did. We call it Headed for Home. It's a baptism service that happens at the Blue Wahoos. I think it's the only one in the nation that happens at a ball stadium. But you guys have been so creative, so inventive in reaching our community. Steve, I thank you so much. I'm going to encourage you, if you are out there and you want something fun to do on a weekend, go to the Wahoos game. If you want to, you know, buy season tickets, we are season ticket holders. Get those, get your season tickets. And if you are a business looking to make a difference and partner with somebody who's making a difference in Pensacola Blue Wahoos is where you need to be. So, Steve, thanks for joining us here.
Very quickly.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Very quickly, Craig. I'm going to mention you mentioned your wife working for Studer. Your son also has worked game day staff here in our ticket office, and we love Carson. We've got our job fairs coming up this coming Monday.
Absolutely.
Monday the 17th from 4:30 to 7:30 here at the ballpark on Monday the 17th, 4:30 to 7:30. And then the very next day, Tuesday, 4:30 to 7:30, Tuesday the 18th. That is off-site. That is at a church, Little Rock. I'm getting Greater Little Rock Church.
Yep.
From 4:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday the 18th. So,
and you're right. Carson's, my son does work there.
We love our staff.
He's going to be back this year, hopefully. And so he's, but I will say, working for that organization as well, part of the Studer family of companies, you guys have an incredible work environment as well. So if you're looking for a job, check that out. Get a job with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Steve, thanks for joining us. We're going to cut to some commercials,
and we'll catch
you soon.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward. and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I've never been caught stealing, which is obviously, there you go, right there.
But that's a very good thing. Very good. I'm proud of good. You.
I'm not saying I haven't stolen. I definitely have in my lifetime. Can you say the word suck on air? I guess you can. I don't know. My life motto is I suck, you suck, thank God for Jesus. Because
it's true.
It's true. I'm not a good person. No one is. The Bible's pretty clear about that. I think once we begin to think we're good people, you know, that's when problems happen.
Exactly.
Someone just texted you that Gulf Breeze News, you know, that Splash Magazine is now the Gulf of America now. The song, the dog barking reminds me during COVID, we partnered about Egg Wahooza and what we do with those Easter egg hunts.
Hold that thought. Oh. Let's get a quick traffic.
Sorry,
on the
traffic.
Fives. It's fine.
It's now the 8th. Sorry.
We've got an accident that happened in North Davis Highway and Copter Road. I'm seeing just minor backups. There's no roadblock associated with it, but things are starting to slow down. I-10 between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Seeing some just minor delays there, about a 5 to 7 minute delay going through the construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, John, I'm trying to be more disciplined. That's
okay.
Okay.
I know, but I didn't want you to get going.
I appreciate it. Thank you. No, so one of the great things about partnering with an organization like the Pensacola Blue Wahoos that really does care about the people versus just the program. When COVID happened and we were all in shutdown, that happened around the Easter time block. And not only did they allow us to go out and film a sunrise service that could be broadcast to the television, you know, live on television across that was great. But when we decided we had 50,000 Easter eggs and we had people that loved this event and really wanted to continue to experience it, we decided we were going to take and make deliveries. And we did 50 eggs to 1,000 houses.
Wow.
And we did it throughout three county area. So we had people driving all over, and they would stay it with gloves and masks and dumping Easter eggs in the yards and putting Kazoo and the Wahoos did it, and Brent and the cat did it. And mm-hmm. it was an incredible, still people today talk about how in a time where people were locked up and struggling, these organizations, obviously Marcus Point, but Brent and Cat Country and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos came together and said, hey, you know what? We're going to continue the joy. So it's organizations like that that make a huge difference in our community, and we yes. need to support them. So I'm a big fan of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Let's get to some headlines with David.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. A U.S. District Court judge says President Trump will be able to proceed with his federal employee buyout plan. Last month, he'd offered to give money to federal employees who chose to resign. A judge had temporarily frozen that, but now that same judge said that the unions opposing the buyout did not have legal standing in their lawsuits. Also, a good news note, two Navy pilots are safe and recovering after their F-18 fighter jets crashed in the San Diego Bay.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Senate votes this morning on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination as Health and Human Services Secretary.
Next up, Kash Patel's nomination to head up the FBI. We think the Senate Judiciary Committee will move him along to a full Senate vote, while Democrats are accusing him of trying to orchestrate a purge at the FBI. Linda McMahon, Trump's nominee for Secretary of Education, appears for her confirmation hearing. Democrats and teachers' unions are hoping to derail her.
Fox's Doug Luzader. A car is driven into a crowd in Munich, Germany. At least 28 people are injured.
A 24-year-old Afghan asylum seeker is believed to be the driver. His motive remains unclear. Police quickly detained the suspect. With the high-profile Munich security conference beginning Friday, security is extremely tight.
Fox's Matt Murphy, Vice President Vance, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are expected to attend that security conference. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now, 66 degrees, and it is partly cloudy in Pensacola today. Police in Gulf Breeze investigating after two people were found dead inside a home on High Point Drive. They say it's a suspected murder-suicide. Officers were called for a welfare check. That's when they discovered the two individuals in the residence. Police said there were no safety concerns for the community. It is official now. The National Weather Service has confirmed Tuesday's weather event on Copter Road was an EF1 tornado with maximum winds of 95 miles per hour. The Weather Service was in Pensacola yesterday conducting a survey. They say that tornado traveled a half-mile path, began about a quarter mile to the south of Copter Road. It caused quite a bit of damage as well, ripping roofs off of buildings, knocking down power lines, and sending two people to the hospital. Looks like Century's former mayor Ben Boutwell is stepping back into the job. He's the only candidate that qualified for the position in the special election in April. Boutwell previously served as the town's mayor from 2020 until 2023, when he resigned after a conflict with the town council. Boutwell said he's identified some of his top priorities for this upcoming term.
The main thing is the infrastructure. The infrastructure is 30, 35 years old. I've started touching the wastewater area. We've touched lift stations. We've got some of those already accomplished. And we've got others that that are on the books to be taken care of.
A District 4 town council seat is also up for election. In that race, three candidates have qualified: John Bass, Catherine Fleming, and Sparky Harrison. The town will hold a primary March 18th. The two candidates with the most votes go on to the general election in April. A Tampa Bay hospital fighting a verdict that it was responsible for a woman's suicide. Lawyers for Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital were in court yesterday. They're asking for a retrial in the Maya Kowalski case. Now, you might remember that case. She was a 10-year-old from Sarasota County that was treated at the hospital. Maya is now 19. Her story was the subject of a Netflix documentary here a couple of years ago. The doctors treating her accused her mother of child abuse and prevented her from seeing Maya or taking her home. Maya's mom ended up committing suicide in 2017. A jury awarded the family more than $200 million in damages in 2023. The hospital's lawyers say the hospital is not responsible for the health of a patient that it never treated. No ruling was issued yesterday. Now, the governor wants to protect the right to vote in Florida. Governor DeSantis announced yesterday the Boater Freedom Initiative that would prevent local bans on boats based on fuel type and repeal the FWC's authority to conduct random boat safety inspections with no probable cause. The initiative would also direct the FWC to create a 5-year safety inspection decal program, which would be linked to vessel registration. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. And John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see. It's brought to you by the Watson Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit WatsonFirm.com. That accident we had on Davis Highway has been cleared out of the way. No issues are there. If you're traveling I-10 between Highway 29 and Pine Forest Road going eastbound, you're going to see some delays there. Also, Highway 29, both north and southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road, is seeing some delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing some lingering showers through those early morning hours. 40% chance of rain. High today near 70 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 48 degrees. For your Valentine's Day, 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. High near 65. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 61 degrees. As we go into Saturday, showers and thunderstorms will be moving in late into the evening and into those overnight hours. High on Saturday afternoon near 72 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 57. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 66 degrees, cloudy skies. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no. So we looked at the price. We're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? They said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Good morning, Pensacola. We're back here. Andrew McKay is gone this week. I am Craig Heinzman, community pastor at Marcus Point Baptist Church, filling in. But who's not gone, as they join us every Thursday, is Mike Wood for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Good morning.
Doing well. So quiet, kind of a quiet week, but, you know, obviously one kind of glaring incident here in Pensacola. Tell us a little bit about the shooting down at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people saw that. Main Street is very busy, and we had crime scene tape in front of the hotel for several hours and police vehicles out there. And what happened was an individual was pretty much stalking a female. He'd been at the Holiday Inn several times prior and was told to leave, and he did. But this time he found her in the laundry room. He went in there and began punching her. Obviously, she feared for her safety, so she pulled a handgun that she was legally in possession of and shot him in the leg in order to get him off of her. That worked very well, and he fled the scene. He went to the Sacred Heart Hospital.
So he did flee. He fled the scene.
And while he was, he fled the scene and went to Sacred Heart Hospital, where officers approached him and asked him about the incident. And he acknowledged it, but he was not very happy. He ended up kicking one of our officers. So there's a lot of charges here. He had narcotics on him, so resisting arrest, possession of the narcotics, stalking. He ended up being charged with all that. And we did not charge her with anything at all because she was doing nothing but merely protecting herself.
Well, and I think that's a part of when we talk about concealed carry, we talk about the right of a citizen to defend themselves. I think a lot of folks are concerned that if an incident like this happens to them, and, you know, maybe he was unarmed, but he was assaulting her, I mean, she was within her legal rights to take care of that situation. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. She, you know, he's bigger than her and was punching her. And all you have to do is be in fear for your life and or someone else's. So in order to do that, so she it was legal for her to have that firearm. It was certainly legal for her, you know, the way that she used it to protect herself.
Well, and I know that sometimes when we talk about a shooting incident, we kind of get an idea of a certain type of hotel, maybe on, you know, Highway 29 and, you know, we don't normally think of the downtown Holiday Inn. I've stayed there for since we have to be down at the Wahoo Stadium at 4 a.m. for sound check for the sunrise services. But I stay there. It's a great place, great hotel in the middle of downtown Pensacola. And it's an unfortunate incident, but it's one that you guys quickly responded to, and everything seems to have worked out in the end there. We hate that anyone has to go through something like that, but it's we're certainly glad that our Pensacola Police Department is able to handle something like that quickly and efficiently. So good job for you guys. Tell me a little bit about, as we get into Pensacon and kind of the extra stuff that's going to be happening down there, how does PPD recommend us mere residents dealing with all of that?
Well, pack your patience. Pensacon gets bigger and bigger every year, which is a great thing for Pensacon and the city of Pensacola. There's going to be officers down there in uniform, in plain clothes, just like there normally is at any event held at the Bay Center. But what we want you to do, and we've seen this happen before at parades and other gatherings, if you see something or someone suspicious, please let us know. Don't think for a moment that you're bothering us and it's probably nothing. I'm not going to bother them. That's exactly what we want you to do. Give us a call. Let us know about that package, that cooler, that backpack, or that person that is acting suspicious, and let us check them out.
And that's, it might be a little bit more difficult in the Pensacon. I think we have to define suspicious a little bit because, you know, there are people going to be walking around with swords, but, you know, and that's okay.
Yes, but nobody can recognize anything more suspicious that's actually suspicious than people at Pensacon. They know, you know, what may be in character and what's not.
That's very true.
Than anybody else. So I don't think, I think that they will be able to spot something that's out of the ordinary in an environment that's supposed to be out of the ordinary. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, and I think that's a great thing. Again, if you're down there and you see something that just even looks off, a lot of times we make this, it's probably nothing. That's probably nothing. And we think that until it is something. So you're saying it's best to just go ahead and say it, make sure that the officers check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. It could save somebody's life. So hopefully it's going to be another great year, another quiet year for Pensacon. It always has been. It's a great place to go for folks and the family, and looking forward to it.
Well, we certainly know that it's safe down there, thanks to the great work of the Pensacola Police Department. You guys, the professionalism that we see, you guys are being recognized nationwide for what you're doing. And again, anytime we're bringing positive news to Pensacola, we're excited about that. I want to ask you about a couple of cop movies here in just a second, but first we're going to get to Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can go to GeneratorSource.com. No accidents on the big board. Good news on that, but we're still seeing some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
So before we cut to commercials, let me ask you this. Give me a sci-fi movie. We're going to let you go, Chief Wiz, but give me a sci-fi movie that you say, this is a cop movie that I love. I can think of a couple.
It's an old one, and it came out in 1987, the same year that I was sworn in for the first time as a police officer. It was RoboCop. So I look at that as a young officer, and I'm thinking, is this the future that my career is going to hold? I got to tell you, a lot of that stuff is coming true.
Really?
You know, most of it did not. But yeah, a lot of it is coming true with the technology that we see nowadays.
That's true, drones.
It's not so far-stretched anymore, yeah.
Now, I don't know that we're going to have...
RoboCop would have to be the one.
I like that, yeah. I don't know that you're going to have automated police officers downtown anytime soon. I think of things like Demolition Man, which is a great one. Cryo-freezing Sylvester Stallone, yes. Another one, Sylvester Stallone, Judge Dredd. Some great things. I'm sure we'll see some of those people dressed up downtown. There might be a RoboCop downtown. But if there is, Pensacola PPD will be on it. So we are so thankful for you, Mike, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. My pleasure.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a women's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Pour down in the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Pensacola Morning News. This is Craig Heinzman filling in for the one and only Andrew McKay, who we are all excited to have come back. and has become one of my absolute best friends in the world. Wears yellow all the time, and is gimpy in the next room over, right? Brent Lane, and we're actually talking about how we could go on at a date for Valentine's and not take our wives, because we go see movies together there. It's kind of like our own little movie club. I've known him for a long time, and he hosts a great radio show here in Pensacola and does amazing things in our community. I cannot say that I've ever listened to his radio show.
I was wondering.
I'm a news radio guy. So, well, one of the commercial breaks we heard from Impact 100 in Pensacola. If you don't know about Impact 100, let me tell you. You want to talk about some women doing some amazing things, and it's happening here. And it normally goes, while some people understand what Impact is, it's basically it's a number of women have gotten together. They give $1,000 each for the year. They pool that money, and then they give out over $1 million, $1,200,000 at this point in time. And they're currently taking membership. And the number of members you have is the amount of money you can give away. And they give what they call transformative grants in the nature of over $100,000 to organizations that have projects. And it can completely revolutionize our community. So if you are a female and you have not checked out Impact 100, I'm going to encourage you from a personal request. My wife has been a member of Impact 100. She now serves on the board for Impact 100. It has become ingrained in our family as something that we value greatly, and we think that's incredible work. Their last meet and mingle, the opportunity to kind of just see what it's like before you get involved, is Wednesday, February the 19th at the Pensacola Country Club. It is one of many. Please, you know, don't say, oh, the Pensacola Country Club. They have had them all over our community. This just happens to be the last available one. It's February 19th, 5:30 to 7. Show up and find out what it's about. I know that it can seem like a steep ask. $1,000 is tough for us. It is not something that we just have available. But it is something that we have decided that every year we will do because it is so life-giving to organizations here in our community. So I'm going to encourage you, please get involved in the community. And I believe there's a rumor that a men's impact group is opening up here in Pensacola. I don't know what anything, just a rumor. But I can tell you this, I doubt very seriously we're going to do it better than the women have been doing it over at Impact 100, because they are incredible. So check that out. You can find out more information at impact100pensacola.org. We've talked about a lot. We've gone through a lot. I do want to remind everybody that 9 o'clock today is the next University of West Florida, the first real University of West Florida Board of Trustees meeting. You can find that information and how you can actually join the meeting. It is an open public meeting, according to Florida Sunshine Laws. So you can go to the Board of Trustees website and get a hold of that. It's uwf.edu/offices/Board of Trustees, and it will allow you to be a part of that meeting, hear what's going on, 100% in support of our University of West Florida, what it's been doing here in our community, and the leadership behind it. Dr. Saunders has done a great job before her. Dr. Bentz has done an incredible job. Again, I don't have to agree with everything that they say, and I don't have to agree with everything they believe, and they don't have to agree with everything I believe. But we can support each other when we're doing the right thing. And I definitely think that's happening at the University of West Florida. So we're going to step away for just a second. Traffic on the fives. I know it's on the threes, but we're going to step away for that and come right back.
That's right. Just one accident to let you know about at North Old Palafox and East Burgess Road. I'm not seeing any roadblock with that, but we're seeing backups associated with that. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing those normal congestion delays. No accidents there. And if you're coming from Pace into Pensacola via Highway 90, as you start to approach the scenic 9-mile cutoff there, you're definitely going to see some backups, maybe a 5 to 7 minute backup so far. 98 actually is looking good. Not seeing any delays there on John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. And we, like I said, we've got a great community handling a lot of important things, doing a lot of important things, and now one of those things happens to be porta potties, apparently. Yeah, well, not porta potties because they're not portable. It's the Portland Loo. The Portland Loo that we purchased for downtown Pensacola. We were supposed to be installing three of those restrooms. They're called the Portland Loo. I don't even really know why. I guess they're made in Portland. They're kind of self-cleaning restrooms that we've purchased. I think they're really a good idea. Definitely need some public restroom space in that area. But now the cost concerns. They're looking at a bid of over $500,000 to install those porta potties.
$500,000.
$500,000 to install this. It's the concrete pad, water sewer connections, and pour the concrete pad. So there's now been a delay trying to get those installed. There is one installed, I believe, at Bruce Beach, but there that was in. DC Reeves said that was installed at $70,000, which still seems to me. Maybe I'm not into the bathroom installation in a public facility.
I'm not, but that just seems a lot.
Just to install it. That's not for the unit. Now, remember, so now they're saying it's coming in. It was $70,000 for that one. Now they're saying it's coming in at $160,000, which, I mean, you can build a house for $160,000. Is that not right? Maybe if there's not piping existing there, you got to draw it back to a source and you dig under streets. I can understand that maybe, but wow, that just seems like a lot of money to install a bathroom. I don't know. So hopefully we'll get some restroom, some relief downtown. But it looks like we're going to have to hold it.
Get
for a
relief.
We're going to have to hold it a little longer. Sorry, that was just bad.
I mean, you get it.
Yeah, we got to do it. So we've got a number of things happening across the community and across America. We've gone through a number of those over the last couple of hours. We welcome you to check those out. You can check those out on the podcast here, newsradio1620.com. It will allow you to catch all of those episodes, the ones that you missed, maybe from yesterday, anything that you missed from Andrew. I believe that's the Transgressors Memorial. I think it should be its own standalone podcast.
Well, that's what I keep. Well, it is its own standalone podcast, but I tell him he needs to do it more.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That's true. I could not, if I wanted to, try to think up some of the stuff he thinks up for that.
Oh, I couldn't either, and I tell him that all the time.
I'm constantly flabbergasted. And he'll say, well, some of it writes itself. Well, that's certainly true, but you write a lot of it. Like some of the wording and some of the phrasing you do is.
And the little things he slides in there, the words.
Oh, yes. If I have ever wanted to know something about Pensacola, an opinion that I trust, I will text Andrew. Like, Andrew, what do I need to know about blah? And here's what you know. Because he is so well-versed in what's going on in this community. We're thankful for him. Let's head over to headlines with David in the newsroom.
Absolutely. Do you guys have Fox News on in there, the video feed? Did you just see, or maybe you were probably busy, but they've got this live feed right now from the Capitol, the House hearing on USAID spending?
Yes.
Yes.
Three protesters just got forcefully ejected.
Oh, I did not see that. No.
I missed that.
It was very interesting.
I like a good
ejection. Very interesting. Hopefully they'll have the replay up here soon. There's some bipartisan talks about the purchase of Greenland. Senator Ted Cruz says this is not as far-fetched as some people are making it out to be.
Much of the history of our nation was formed by acquiring territory. In 1803, President Thomas Jefferson negotiated the Louisiana Purchase.
Cruz heads the Commerce Committee, which held hearings this week about the strategic importance of Greenland. The Department of Justice is planning to sue the state of New York over its efforts to not support President Trump's immigration policies. Yesterday, Attorney General Pam Bondi said the Department of Justice is taking legal action against New York Governor Kathy Hochul and other state officials for their resistance to supporting the deportation policies. And Washington, D.C.'s famed Watergate Hotel is apparently the victim of a data breach. The hotel's website says somebody accessed the Watergate's records last April. The hotel says names, social security numbers, financial account information, and other data may have been exposed.
Well, you know, the whole protester thing, I wonder if they're going to get charged for storming the Capitol. I don't know. It could be. That's a joke. But We did make Fox News. Pensacola did. We saw that earlier. We made the Fox Weather News for the EF1 tornado. Was on national news. So there we go. Pensacola being national news again. Just down for a tornado. So we'll be back.